JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
From January to now, the Ministry of Education has focused on maximizing student achievement and boosting the learning outcomes of the nation's people through various initiatives. We highlight some of these initiatives on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Boosting literacy and numeracy continue to be key objectives of the Education Ministry, and several steps were taken to accomplish these goals. Notwithstanding improved results in almost all subject areas in the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT, the Ministry of Education announced that it would be deploying 90 reading coaches to 450 primary schools to further boost literacy outcomes. 1,500 teachers have also received training to improve literacy outcomes at their schools. To tackle numeracy, the Ministry allocated $390 million to expand the mathematics programs in both primary and secondary schools. 146 mathematics coaches have also been recruited for deployment to all educational regions come September. The Ministry took steps to further entrench the integration of technical and vocational training into the school system, with Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites announcing in January that technical schools are to be transformed into academies for the teaching of science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM subjects.
In conjunction with the HathTrust NTA and with their very important collaboration, we will be seeking to re-establish within our technical school fraternity what are called STEM academies, where the emphasis is going to be on the basic skills of literacy and numeracy, but as much so on science, technology, and mathematics, so that these become preferred options for our students who have a proclivity in that direction.
Earlier this year, HathTrust NTA, in collaboration with the Brazilian government and Brazil's premier vocational training institution, SENAI, rebranded the Portmore Community College the Hart College of Construction Services. The school will offer higher-level programs in construction-related skills, including carpentry, welding, refrigeration, and electrical installation. Plans are in place for the creation of additional classrooms and new facilities at 42 schools across the island in time for the start of the new academic year in September. Expansion works are underway at Belmont Academy and Herbert Morrison Technical in Western Jamaica, and in other regions, expansions are now taking place at Hampton School in St. Elizabeth, Tasius Golding High in St. Catherine, and Abuthnott Gallimore High School in St. Anne, to name a few. The Chase Fund has also pledged $87 million to retrofit 10 early childhood institutions. Strengthening the early childhood sector continues to be a major objective of the Ministry of Education, and in May, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites announced several steps to further accomplish this objective. Chief among these was the decision to increase the monthly subsidy given to early childhood teachers.
And in recognition of the invaluable contribution of these practitioners to the sector and to student development, the Ministry of Education has long provided a subsidy in support of their wages. And this year, we will increase their monthly subsidy by 15%.
With plans to increase the subsidy again next year, the Ministry hopes this move will encourage more qualified teachers to join the early childhood sector. It was also announced that 70 basic schools will be incorporated into the infant departments of primary schools, as the Ministry continues to phase out underattended and underperforming early childhood institutions. Reverend Thwaites announced in May that the Ministry will begin contributing to the auxiliary fees for students on the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH. This initiative provided additional financial relief to numerous schools, particularly those with a large number of PATH beneficiaries.
In the new academic year, the Ministry of Education will provide to schools for each of their PATH beneficiaries, all 82,181 of them, Mr. Speaker, an additional $2,000 per student towards their auxiliary fees.
Developing the nation's human capital by strengthening the education system remains a key objective of the government. With an educated, motivated workforce, Jamaica is well on its way to achieving the development goal of being the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.